The Daycare Regression by Barry Oliver. First published 2020. Chapter 1 Pinky Promise. At 1 a.m. on a Saturday night, the Coffee and Book Jazz Club was crowded with college students, some spending their entire evening there, others arriving from parties elsewhere. Located just 2 blocks from the main library of Centerville State Community College, the combined coffee and bookstore was a perfect student hangout, either for after-study relaxing or after-party winding down. It hosted live jazz performances Thursday through Saturday nights and book club meetings Sunday nights. Monday through Wednesday were free of entertainment, so it was an ideal study spot for those who preferred a little more noise than the graveyard silence of the library. And there was coffee, the ideal study drug. Summer and Elise had just arrived at the Coffee and Book Jazz Club from a party, slightly drunk and looking for a place to sober up with some coffee and conversation. A jazz trio consisting of a bass player, piano, and saxophone played at the back of the store while the two of them were able to find seats near the front window, perfect for people watching and for semi-private conversation. "Okay, can I just say it? That party was lame," Elise announced as they took their seats. She looked around the room for someone to take their coffee order.
"You can say that again. Why did we stay so long?"
Summer glanced over the drink menu to kill time until the waitstaff arrived. There was no need for a menu, as she always ordered the same thing.
"The alcohol," Elise answered.
"Oh yeah, I guess you're right." Elise snorted. "Shit, there was a lot of alcohol," then dropped her face flat onto the table giggling.
"You're drunk."
Summer began to giggle herself.
"You're drunker," Elise said, still face down on the table.
"It would appear not," Summer laughed and went back to searching the menu. Elise lifted her head and looked around the room again. There was no waitstaff in sight.
"Coffee wench,"
she bellowed, "come take our order." Summer held her finger to her mouth,
"Shush.
Not so loud.
You'll get us kicked out."
Elise waved her off, "No one cares. They're all drunk too." At last, a waitress came to take their order, another college student about the same age, attending classes by day and working at the cafe at night. Summer ordered her usual, vanilla almond iced latte with skim milk and whipped cream on top. She reasoned the skim and the cream canceled each other out with respect to calories. Elise ordered her usual, a quadruple espresso macchiato. As a caffeine junkie, such a drink hardly affected her anymore, even this late at night or this drunk. Both Summer and Elise were seniors at Centerville State, and had been friends since their dorm years together as freshmen. To save money, Elise had chosen to remain in the dorms and put up with having 2 roommates who were just sophomores. She was majoring in social work and didn't mind the noise and chaos of the dorms. Summer, who was majoring in early childhood education, preferred a quieter, more private environment and had moved into a 1-room efficiency at the flats after their sophomore year. The flats was a former 4-story factory warehouse that had been converted into cheap apartments for college students while offering a step up from dorm life. Although it too could be raucous at times, the partying tended to occur on the top floor and only on the weekends. Summer lived on the ground floor and had all the peace and quiet she wanted. Tonight, however, was not about peace and quiet. With Halloween just 2 weeks away, tonight was about partying. They had just come from a pre-Halloween costume party for dorks, drinking music and this.
"True confessions,"
Summer announced after their drinks arrived.
"Oh hell no. I'm too drunk for that."
Elise took a sip of her powerful espresso.
"You can't be too drunk for true confessions. That's the point."